Right? I mean, Jeff, leave the guy alone.
This is not our problem, right?
Senator Farioli, are we ready?
As far as I'm
concerned. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our very first meeting of the Senate Committee on Rules. Members, this is a committee that will work very hard, but at the moment we don't have a lot to do today, so our meeting today will be fairly brief. We have some veteran members on our committee. We also have a new member on our committee.
Madam Chair,
I'm a veteran.
There are no new faces on this committee.
That's true. We've been around, that's for sure. But perhaps new to this assignment. So the only items of business we really have today are adopting our committee rules, which we will do, introduction of committee members. We do have a memo that our staff has prepared that was sent to you. We want to see if anyone has questions about that. And then we'll be done. So you may not have that memo in front of you. It was probably emailed to you, right? And here is a copy of it for you, Senator Rokvist.
He doesn't have it either.
Okay. Oh, there you go. Well,
I'm
now
fine.
You do.
I've got it online.
I was going to say it's on the list.
So I think, I need to open a work
session?
I will open a work session for the purpose of adoption of committee rules. And Senator Farioli.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move we adopt the proposed committee rules dated February 5th. 2015.
Thank you. Vice Chair Farioli has moved that we adopt the Senate Committee on Rules rules that are dated February 5th of 2015. And I want to point out that number 20 on our rules is a little different from what you will see in some of the generic committee rules. This number 20 says a work session on an executive appointment may be held no sooner than 21 days after the appointment was transmitted to committee. That is a change that we have been operating under for during the last session and seems to have been working well. And so we're going to continue that. I just wanted to point that out. So members, is there any discussion on the motion on the rules?
Is there a rule that she has to buy because her phone went off?
That's not in these rules.
Some of my committees have that rule. I just make sure.
By what, Senator Boquist? Don't forget the committee that Senator Farioli and I are on.
Right. There you go.
Your Empress, no, you're right. I'm not buying any of that.
Okay, any discussion on Senator Farioli's motion? Seeing none, any objection to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Rules are adopted. And I will close the work session. And members, why don't we do brief introductions? We all know each other, but
to who?
Well, we've got a small audience today. If you'd like to just say who you are, where you're from.
He knows who we all are.
The camera right there, see?
Given the size of the audience, it would be more productive to have the audience
introduce
itself.
It might be easier.
Okay, well, we could perhaps postpone introductions to our next meeting then. I also wanted to point out that our very capable staff has prepared a memo on executive appointments. She sent this to you so that you could take a look at it. What this outlines is our procedures for executive appointments, confirmation hearings, and some dates and proposed dates for when we'll hear these. So we'll have our first batch on Thursday, February 26th. That'll come up in a couple of weeks. And I think that list actually got its first reading today, right?
Yes, Madam Chair. The first batch of executive appointments was first read and referred just this afternoon. We have roughly 77 new and reappointments that will come before us at our first hearing on February 26th.
Thank you. So were there any questions about that memo? Okay, most people are familiar with it. Senator Boquist, you're new to this committee, but I'm sure you will enjoy it and rapidly get familiar with it.
I can get up to speed. Council's already been to my office. I'm educated.
There you go. Okay. The committee will be meeting Tuesdays and Thursdays at 3 o'clock in this room. I know some other members have a meeting that dovetails with this one right in the very same room. So we won't necessarily meet if we, I think we will probably be meeting most of these days because we have quite a few bills. How many bills do we have now, Erin?
We now have, Madam Chair, 54. We received two over the last couple days, so we're up to 54 measures.
Right, so we will be busy. I think we're inheriting some of the workload that would have gone to some other committees.
Only one bill that matters.
Sunny night.
That's the one.
Yes, we'll definitely have that bill. So, okay, well, I think that's about all we had to do. Was there something? Oh, introduction of committee measures. So I will open a work session for the purpose of introduction of committee measures. And Senator Farioli, do you have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move LC 3384 be introduced as a committee bill.
Okay, Senator Farioli has moved that LC 3384 be introduced as a committee bill. I'll just point out, as we always do, that introduction of this measure or voting for this motion does not imply support of this bill, just allowing it to move forward in the process. Is there any discussion on his motion? Any objection to the motion? Okay, seeing none, motion carries, and this LC is introduced as a committee bill. And I'll close the work session, and members, that does complete our assignment for today. So with nothing further to come before us, I will wish you a good afternoon, and we are adjourned.
Senator.
Afternoon, and we are adjourned.
Senator.
I will wish you a good afternoon.